So if you notice the date of this tshuva, this is hot off the press. Chof Zayin Adar Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Right? This is brand new. So this is a question that was asked to Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon from Rabbi Jonathan Muscat. He's the Rav of the young Israel in Oceanside. So he asked the following question: can a woman make a siyum for Tainus Bechoros?
But even in general, could a woman make a siyum
in general also
and recite all those things?
Good. So he's going to go through that. Could she say all those things? The Hadron, the Kaddish. Good. So here's his question, right? Can they do it? So he begins by saying that there's two ways of understanding the p'tur of making a siyum, right? Aleph. Chovas limud Torah yotzeret simcha begomra shalichidus chashuva lechein osim simcha lechein gam poteres mitainis bechoros. So because of the simcha of completing it, or beis simcha shel limud Torah l'shem mitzvah hu yotzeres es apatur, the simcha of the mitzvah of doing it. Okay, se isha einena chayeves belimud Torah. So first of all, we have to understand the woman has no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What a woman does have, which is quite extensive, extremely extensive, is Yediyas HaTorah. In other words, a woman has to know all of Hilchos Kashrus. She has to know all of Hilchos Shabbos, right? That, most men don't know all these details. So a woman has a tremendous amount of what she's required to know, but on the other hand, there's no mitzvah for her to sit down and learn Masechta Menachos, you know what I mean? Okay, again, but there's no tzivui. You're right. I'm asking, but there's no tzivui. Ulam, yesh la mitzvah b'limud Torah v'yesh b'kach simcha. So she could have a simcha through learning what she's required to actually know. Lefi hatam hasheni, according to the second reason, it's the simcha of the mitzvah, yesh la mashesh ka sudas mitzvah. So if she has a requirement to know Hilchos Shabbos, and I don't know, she's learning Masechta Shabbos, whatever it is. And now she has a simcha because I finished Masechta Shabbos. By the way, I think that's what Moshe Stern's making a siyum on this year, Erev Pesach. He told me it's Masechta Shabbos. So then she could. So it begins fasting. We don't have, you have to find case precedent. So we don't have anybody asking Rabban about women. He has the Rogachover. The Rogachover brings him the tshuvas, Dan Legabe Siyum Masechta Shabbos. Yede Kotan. What about a cotton? Could a kid under bar mitzvah? What if he makes a siyum? Is that going to potter from a thing? So let's see what he says. The daito hadover nechshav kisudas mitzvah. The Rogachover says yes. If a cotton makes a siyum, that's a sudas mitzvah. Why? Kim shiprat the mitzvah limud Torah yesh ga mitzvahs yedia. Part of this is the mitzvah of knowing what you're learning. The hadover mash muti avur hakotan kishiyagil. Kevin de Gabi Talmud Torah Milvad Limud Have Old Mitzvah Yediyah Im Aide Limud Shalom Bizman Chaya Cotton, the time when he was learning, when he was still a cotton, Yelo Yediyah Be Godless, Daibezeh, that's sufficient. Akoponim Kevin de Lagadar Yediyah Mahani Mal Shalom at Az Shaykh Bezeh Shapir Gedder Mitzvah. He has the knowledge that he acquired at that period of time, we count. This reminds me of a story they sent out recently. There's a young man, Charlie, who is giving a Daf Yomi shir. They say he's the world's youngest Magid shir for Daf Yomi. I think he's 14 years old. He went to the Siyum HaShas when he was in 6th grade. And here, we're doing a tshuva from him. Okay, went to the Siyum HaShas when he was in 6th grade. He started, brachos. And now he gives to his friends. So they did. I think there's a story in the Jewish Link, and the OU sent out a whole thing. Al Daf. So that's interesting. I didn't put it together, but now this is what the Rogachover is talking about. Could a child who's under bar mitzvah would see him work? So he says yes. He says yes, it would work. Divrei haRogachover mechudoshim biyachas lekotan. Okay, shahar keis ein lo mitzvah limud Torah elamidin chinuch. Right at the point when this 12-year-old kid is doing Daf Yomi. You don't have a chiv of Talmud Torah, you have chinuch. So he's learning, but the whole point is, you understand the connection. At the time the kid's learning, there's no chiv of Talmud Torah. So when the time of the woman's learning, she also is not, we're talking a woman make a siyum for, so she also not is mechuyaves, right? Anan, however, b'taynis b'choros, suppose given the rabbim hekilu bosses, many are making on this, yesh mokum l'hakel yosek, even more lenient, with chos b'mokum tzorech, v'lismoch al siyam kotzen. And if you needed to, and we're, in general, we're makel, so you could definitely be more, you know, lenient than we would, and you could rely upon the seam of a cotton ulam. But the main point is, mistabish is seam asechta ayde isha, nechshav the seam asechta gam then you patur mitainis b'choros. So he thinks a woman, if we apply the concept that the Rogachover says, they didn't have the chiv, and yet he does make the seam counts for others, so then so too, the woman who was enjoying her learning made a seam, that would count. Interesting. Now he quotes a famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is going on, what's the 2 points behind Nasiv and Nishma? What exactly did the Klal Yisrael mean in our finest hour when we accepted the Torah, we said Nasiv and Nishma? So I'll say it over the outside. We'll read his words. This famous word from the Beis Halevi. There's two parts of mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. One is, I need to know what to do. I need to know how to kasher my home for Pesach. I need to know Hilchos B'dikus Chametz. So it's an intermediary to get me to do what I need to do. Right? Makes sense. I have to know how to put on tefillin. I have to learn the halachas of davening, the halachas of shema. I have to learn all these things. So that's one aspect. Then, this is basically, there's a second aspect. There's an inyan that it's not, I'm learning Torah because I need to know what to do. The Torah, in that case, it's like it's a goal, means to an end. The other way is that, no, I'm learning for the sake of Torah. I'm learning menachos right now because I want to know Hilchos Menachos. It's not no gay, but I'm learning. It's the midst of Talmud Torah per se. So that, he points out, this is a famous idea. If you see the next paragraph, Shut Beis Halevi, Mevor Ez Midrash Hazal, B'Shah, Shehek Dima Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma, Zeich L'Shnei Ksarim, we got two crowns, Madu Azoch L'Shnei Ksarim, we get two. Mal HaKesh L'Nasa V'Nishma, what does Nasa V'Nishma give us two crowns? Mevor Beis Halevi, Sheish Don Shnei Mitzvah, Shtei Mitzvah B'Limat HaTorah, there's two aspects. Yeish Mitzvah Limud Al Kidei L'Da'as Mal HaSois, right? Well, I need to know what to do, how to be a religious, observant Jew, I have to know the halachas. The yeshda mitzvah limud, the shem etzem limud. That's the act of learning Torah. I'm kolel. I'm sitting and learning, not for the sake because it's you know, I need to give a practical lemaisa. Am Yisrael Omar Techila Nase Beregazel. First we said Nase. What does that mean? Kibel al atzmo es halim haTorah keemtzi. Nasa means I'm going to do it. So in order to know what I said, I'm going to do it. Nasa, I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I don't know. I've got to learn what to do. Shehare im lo yilmar. If you don't know, keitzad yada malasos. You can't do it. You don't know anything. Acher kach mishos even v'nishma. Then we're going to listen. We're going to hear. Kiblo atzum es halim haTorah gam betachlis. That means I'm going to learn for the sake of learning Hashem's Torah. So b'shulchan aruch. Mem Zayin Yud Zayin. Nifsak Shinosh Mevarchas al Birchas HaTorah. That is the Pesach, women make Birchas HaTorah. But Tamah Achronim, the Achronim are bothered by this. Hari Nosh and Peturus Milimit HaTorah. Women are exempt from the mitzvahs we said before. They don't have a chiv of learning. In Kach, Ketzim Mevarchos. So it's true, then how could they make the bracha? Hagro Bir Sha'omnon. Hein Peturus Ach. Hein Mekaymas Bekach Mitzvahs Lekach Mevarchos. You're right, they're exempt, but if they do learn, they get a mitzvah. So on that, what's that?
It's optional. They still do. They're not forbidden.
Yeah, but one second. Are they mitzuba v'osa? No. But that's Teres works for the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazios. Amnon. Ha'ulam. Teshuva zutoiva davka l'shitas ha'ashkenazim. Shenoshim no'ogos levarach ha'mitzvah sh'osa sh'zman grama. We make on lulav, etc. Lamros. To the next page. Olam adasa svardin einem mevarchos imkain. Therefore, ketzet pesach shulchan orach manran hamechaber shemevarchos birchas haTorah. How can you say that? So, Beis Halevi nash paturos milimit Torah kitachlis. Women are only potter from the exempt of learning as a goal unto itself. Right? There's no need to have a kolol for women. Ach hein chayavos milimit haTorah kemtzi. They have to know what to do. They have to know all the practical halachas that apply, which is, as we said before, Rabbi Razin and other point out, it's extremely extensive, that amount which is required for them. Know what to do. Yisod zeh shel beis halevi mikabel harchava bidorenu. Then he points out, I'm not going to try to read the rest of it, I'll just say it over outside, that this has been expanded upon, this concept in our generation. The first thing he quotes is from the Chafetz Chaim, Kuti Halachas, and Soita Chaf Aleph, that women need to know. I'm just going to read the last thing. It says, "Bavadai mitzuva rabba mitzuva rabba lilmod osam chumash neviim ksuvim musri chazal gomaseches avos sefer menorah samaor keshet omez etzan inyan emunaseinu hakadosha." The Chafetz Chaim says women nowadays need to do that. Then he quotes from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal that this idea of about teaching more Torah to women. He quotes from Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal about how women need to know the depths of it. She chafetz umisaneg yosher b'limud zeh she aydei zeh tia etzlan his pachtos tachnios achushim chushim kishronos beruach torasenu hakadosha. And then he quotes from this he points Lubavitcher Rebbe mazbir madua limud haTorah meyuchad zeh lenoshim tischadish davka b'toreinu. In our generation is one where women are starting to learn Torah on even the highest levels than unprecedented. So, in the end, he says that it's fine. I'll just go to the last part. But Menachem asks, what can she say? Let me just skip to the very last paragraph. V'chol ofin la'or hanal. Everything we've said up till now. Siyam shel isha yocho liftor misiyam esech. A woman could, yes, make the siyam. Hi yechola loymar ganes ahadrin. The woman could say the hadrin. Omnam. However, lo tamar kaddish. She should not say the Kaddish, Ela Odom Acher Yomer Kaddish. So a man should say the Kaddish, and he points out this should be done in a way of tznius, right? That how to do this. But he says that Meikar Hadin, there would be no problem whatsoever with a woman making a siyam and pottering the Bechorim from fasting on Erev Pesach. Okay, Shkoyach, everybody. Have a great day and good Erev Shabbos.